This is Passport to Texas. For the first 16 of its 19-year history, birders had to flock to coastal areas to participate in the Great Texas Birding Classic.
We've now gone statewide, so this will be our third year to be a statewide competition, and people love it. They're coming out to do all the different kinds of tournaments.
Shelley Plant is nature tourism manager for Texas Parks and Wildlife. The tournament has experienced 40% growth in participation since expanding statewide and a 50% increase in funds available for grants.
The whole point of the event and the reason this growth is so great is all the money raised goes towards conservation grants for birding and birders. So they can be enhancement grants, which could be boardwalks or birding blinds. They might be acquisition grants or restoration grants that restore native habitat that's great for birds or remove invasive species. So it's a really great win-win.
Since becoming statewide, Shelley Plant says they've seen greater diversity in habitat projects that receive funding.
2 years ago, we funded a community park project in Utopia, Texas, so Central Texas Hill Country area, and that was our first project to ever not be on the coast, so that was really exciting.
The event is April 15th through May 15th, and registration ends April 1st. Check out all the Great Texas Birding Classic tournaments and habitat projects at birdingclassic.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.